Okay, let me just tell you, I have been waiting all night to talk to this man because we do not talk enough. Okay, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure. I don't know. But we don't talk enough. And I absolutely love Rohan Preston from the Star Tribune. He is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Let me just say, Rohan, that I was over at your place of business. I have a top secret project coming up. Uh-oh. And they had to, and they had to sneak me in the back.
Did they have to take a picture of you?
I'm not at liberty to say. I'm not at liberty to say, but it was a top secret project. And so I went in and I said, where's Rohan Preston's desk? Because I want to steal some paper clips and pens and stuff off of his desk. So if you are missing any paper clips and pens, it's me. And since I wasn't supposed to be in there, they were like, Shaletta, listen, don't post anything on social media. We're trying to just supposed to be top secret. I'm not even supposed to be talking about it right now. I said, okay, well, I'm just going to take these pictures of my feet up on Rohan Preston's desk, and then I'll post them when the story come out. So I'm telling you now, I was at your place. I got photographic proof that I was in your desk. I got pictures. I'm like putting up the do sign. I'm going through your desk. I ate your little cheese sticks and everything. I can't put it out right now because I would spoil the surprise that I'm working on at your place of business. But I'm telling you right now, you're gonna be so tickled when you see me sitting at your desk. I didn't. Yeah, I know.
Listen, I have to tell you, when I saw your interaction with Valerie Jarrett this past week, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, could not stop laughing. I said to myself, oh my, you are a treasure. A treasure. You have such wit, such humor, such joy. Like, oh my God. I just loved it. So,
oh my God. I'm surprised I didn't go to jail. I did that with the dang attorney general in the room. I said I lost my mind, Jesus. I know I got no bail money. It's too close to Christmas.
Yeah, we have to tell the listeners what happened. What? Just describe it. You know.
Oh my God, I was. We were all at the MLK breakfast in downtown Minneapolis at the convention center, and I was crawling around on the floor because the band was coming, and I looked up and it was Valerie Jarrett. I was down at her feet and I couldn't help myself. I just started crying and she had a snow white pantsuit on. And so I was snotting and crying all over her pants and I messed up her knees, got lipstick on it. And then I was trying to prove to her that I wasn't the village crazy lady. So I broke into her dressing room to explain myself. There's no other way to explain how crazy you are not than to break in somebody's dressing room. Oh my God. That was so much fun.
I still cannot stop laughing. I shared it with my wife, Angela. And we just laughed the whole day. It's so funny, but it's wonderful. You really are a treasure here, and so I'm delighted and honored to be talking with you. So thank you.
Now, what is coming up in the theater scene? Because I know that I was looking at Regina Marie Williams and T. Michael Rambo and Sanford Moore. Yes. And they got the Hello Dolly coming up. And that's a great way for people to celebrate Black History Month. Give me the scoop on what's coming up and what's coming out, y'all.
Wonderful. Lots of wonderful shows coming up. Corduroy is coming up at the Children's Theater. Blues for an Alabama Sky is at the Guthrie Theater. Sugar in Our Wounds is at Penumbra. Just before the holidays, we had a real big rush of shows.
Yeah.
And now we're having another bulge about to open. Prom is about to open at Chan Hassen Dinner Theater. We just have a lot, and it's I'm very, very excited. I'm trying to be fortified. I'm taking my vitamin D.
I was gonna say
C,
this just means more work for you. How you gonna review and go and then come back and produce? You got a lot of work ahead of you.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. And very, very keenly, I should mention now, like, this is my 25th year at the Star Tribune. And I have to say, I'm working just as hard as the first year, and I'm still very excited. And I've told my wife that whenever she finds that it looks like I'm flagging or it looks like I'm getting tired or, you know, not as interested, you know, just slap me and
no. But this is the beautiful thing, is that your writing, you know, your production, you know, what you put out there in the paper and what we read online, for those of us who are doing it digitally now, you know, for any production we're thinking about going to, anything we think we want to know, you put it out there in a way that, you know, my teenage son could read it, I could read it, my mama or grandma could read it. And, you know, you're able to speak to the, you know, a multi-generational audience. How do you do that? How do you watch a show that is for children and speak to parents? How do you watch a show for, you know, about young love and speak to the grandmother who may want to go and see this production? How do you base your writing that touches all types of audiences?
Well, I thank you so much for that question, and I take it as a compliment because it is a goal of mine. I remember when I first came out of school and I was writing for a publication in Chicago, and I'd written a bunch of things with lots of big words and all of that, and lots of literary theoretical concepts that I was naming. And my editor at the time, his name is Brian Higelke, said to me, he said, "Ro, we know you're smart and you know, went to this nice school, but you're not writing for like this three other people who are into semiotics, you know, or into post-structuralism. So what your goal is," and I always remember this, "your goal is to invest all your stakeholders into what you're writing." I take that as a high compliment because I've been striving for that ever since, which is to say, to address as many people as possible, increase the stakeholders in what we do. It's really just telling stories. Everything is a story. And how do you translate? How do you relate? How do you, show and have people be invested in what you're doing, what you're seeing? How do you transport them there? They may not see it. They may not ever see it. But they also want to be informed, you know, and so it's like all of that. So thank you.
Well, what are you most looking forward to? We've got a lot of theater coming up this year. I'm seeing, advertisements for productions that are coming out in November. I'm like, oh, my God, y'all are already advertising for November. But, you know, people are even planning into the Christmas season for 2023. And it seems like we just finished the Christmas season of shows in 2022. So what are you most looking forward to?
Well, there's so much. And I have to say, this is the 60th year of the Guthrie Theater in May. It's their 60th anniversary. And the Guthrie opened back in 63 with a Hamlet. So I am looking forward to what Joseph Hadji, artistic director there, does with this Hamlet. What has happened over those 60 years is that the conversation has broadened. The theater community has become broader, more inclusive. There's talent everywhere. And so when I look at Chan Hassen Dinner Theaters, when I look at Penumbra Theater, when I look at Park Square Theater, when I look at Minnesota, it used to be Minnesota Jewish Theater. Now it's Six Points Theater, Pillsbury House, Theater La Queda. You go on and on and on. There's so much work that's being done that's really, really lifts up this community. And there's transitions, too. We have a story in today's paper that Peter Rothstein, who founded Theater La Queda and has done such amazing work there, is leaving for the Oslo company in Florida, in Sarasota, Florida. And so it's going to be a loss. But our community is so much richer for his legacy, and we hope he'll come back. And, you know, likewise, Lou Bellamy is out in Oregon right now directing.
Yeah.
He's coming back to Penumbra with something. Sorry, Bellamy is going to be directing a main stage show.
I know. Is that so exciting?
It's very exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. And there's just a lot. I mean, I mentioned Pillsbury House earlier. There they have the Blue Jeans stories up right now, and it's well worth seeing. Sharon Bridgeforth's work is poetic and gorgeous. And Amy K. Bryant is the solo actor in that, doing all the roles. There's just a lot. I could go on. I don't want it to sound like a listing, but there's a lot. And of course, Hamilton is coming back in the spring as
Yay.
Well. That
sounds like so much fun. Yeah, you're going to be busy. Get to sleep. Thanks for hanging out. And you thought that Valerie Jarrett breaking and entering was funny. Wait till you see the video I got of me at your desk. That's going to blow you away. That is going to blow you away. But I cannot release it until your place of business does what they are doing with me. Now, when we finish with that, then I can release. So you tell your wife, y'all get you some Depends, because when y'all see this video, it's over. Oh, shit.
I cannot wait. Well, I have to say, again, you really are one of our treasures here. I thank you so much for all that you do. I do. And for just the, humor requires generosity and to have a giving spirit. You know, it's so wonderful and it's so funny and so, it's a gift, frankly. It's a gift. So I mentioned the Valerie Jarrett thing, but I've seen so much else there that you've done, and you've done with your beautiful family, your caring family. Mm. It's a wonderful, Shaletta, it's a wonderful example for all of us. And, you know, of course, I usually like or love what you're doing, but I have to tell you this sometimes because I don't comment on it, but I'm cackling.
I see you trolling, just laughing and cackling and trolling. That's it. That's it. The great award-winning Rohan Preston from the Star Tribune. We love you. Have an amazing week.
Thank you, too. You have a blessed one, and great talking with you.